You sound like he been drinking, guys.
You know it.
Yeah.
It's
Sunday morning. He Jay got nothing cutting the grass. No, he don't. You know you're gonna cut me pelly all yard, you see what I'm saying?
Y'all gotta say action or something.
Tell me. Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
The Real Atlanta Podcast.
Yeah, it's your boy Dijon ATL. Follow me out. YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, every platform, follow me out.
And it is your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goofy.
Yeah, so we got a special guest in the building.
Yes, we do.
My boy Don Juan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just dropped the project, you know. So, you know, we wanted to bring him on, let him, you know, talk about everything that he got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Working hard, dropped 2 projects this year, starting off strong. What's the vibe you got going on this new one?
Oh, man, just really showing people a different side of me.
Okay.
You know, show y'all more. I'm more than just a nursery rhyme, catchy vibe rapper, you know what I'm saying? I got an intellectual side to me as well, and I wanted to share that with everybody, my listeners and whatnot, you know, just something different with this project.
And I think that's good as being a rapper, you know, just being able to do more than one thing when it comes to how you rap and stuff like that.
Yeah. Right.
You gotta be able to switch it up, man. Mm-hmm. Be versatile.
Well, you gotta be able to do both. You know, I can do both. Mm-hmm. But like you said, man, it's all about growth too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Growth is everything. Growth is everything. One thing that I really do enjoy about your music is the metaphors, the punchlines.
Appreciate it.
How do you come up with your metaphors, and how do you, you know, tap into them?
I don't know, just life. Experiences, you know. I try to put all that into, like, I try to dumb it down a little bit.
Yeah.
What I go through, what I seen, what I witnessed, stuff like that. And I don't know, bro, it's just like OGs, man. I talked to a lot of OGs growing up, so they put a lot of game. Mm-hmm. So Don Juan, if y'all don't know, is actually in real life, is a pimp.
Yeah.
So I use a lot of phrases like po pimping.
That's a Magic Don Juan, right?
Yeah. You know, he was a pimp, so, but I spell it different and I use the message different. Mm-hmm. I'm pimping with words, you know what I'm saying, metaphors, so ain't up a game. So that's where it comes from, yeah.
Okay.
Got soul of old, man. That's all that is.
I just feel like you gotta have a gift to be a rapper and to rhyme. Like, if you can rap and you can rhyme on top of that, cause me personally, it'd be hard. I'd be trying to freestyle with my friends and cousins and stuff, and it just don't work out for me. I can't do it.
You overthink it. You just gotta let it go. Yeah. Just let it be.
I overthink when I freestyle, but when I do music, I write. Mm-hmm. And I don't like listening to the beat when I write. It throws me off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It throws me off. Yeah.
How it can. Yeah,
it really
can. It's like you gonna be trying to write it to go to the beat.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm gonna give y'all a little sauce. So, when I write my music, I don't even know what the beat sound like, honestly. I haven't even found the beat. I'm just writing music. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding the flow, how I want to say it, how I want to do it. And then when I hear a beat, I'm gonna try to match it, or I might change it. So that's my little formula right there. Okay. And then the way I do music, sometimes I might have a hook, sometimes I may not have a hook. Yeah. It might just be straight bars in there. Mm-hmm. Or I might say some catchy, like some melodies in there. I might make a bridge, a hook.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I structure my music. So it works out for me. You know what I'm saying? I try to make it easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to pick a song that you want people to, like, hey, this one song I want you to listen to off Black Butterfly, which one would it be?
I can't pick one.
I can't pick two.
I can't pick two. Because all of them mean something to me.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, cause the project was supposed to be longer, but I was like, I'm overthinking it. Just keep it simple.
Put it out.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but Dog Mode, Abandonment, and Golden Boy, of course. You know, that's the one.
Yeah.
Golden Boy. Let me tell y'all a story with Golden Boy, though. So, Golden Boy was really created based on, like, an older child feeling like a middle child. So, I'm an older child. I'm the older child. It's 2 of us, me and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a middle child, though, because I was, like, the juvenile delinquent. I was the one that was into shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you think that's a middle child thing?
I think that's the oldest, man.
No. I'm saying, like, I know people who, like, you got a brother, you know what I'm saying? He a middle child. They act different.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Versus,
you know what I'm saying? And I felt like I was like treated like the middle child is like the black sheep, you know, to me.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? So I was the black sheep. So I figured like, okay, what am I good at? I couldn't do the sports because I had a behavioral problem. But I got away with words though. Mm-hmm. I just gotta know how to put it together.
Put it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, a person actually taught me how to rap, like just random shit, just rap about the color of the tree. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I was doing this shit every day.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you. Like who was a big influence on you starting to rap?
Talking about like my peers and stuff.
Yeah, like you got that one person who was like a big influence. Or do both.
I want to hear both. I want to know, you know, professionally, okay, people that, you know, influence you in the game, and also personally, who influenced you as well.
I had to say my mom and my sister and my pops. Mm. I say my mom and my pops because the music they put in me, you know, had me listening to growing up. Mm-hmm. So it was like, damn, I like how you said that. That was cool. Andre 3000, like, that's my favorite artist out of the South, mm-hmm, with him and Wayne. Mm-hmm. And it was like, all right, I like how they say this, or what does that mean? You know, you got to do your homework. You got to do your homework.
With those artists, you got to do your homework.
I ain't going to lie.
You got to know
what rappers be saying certain stuff, and I be like, I don't know.
Missing it.
Yeah. It go over the head.
It be something fire, but it don't be a word that I, like, remember, or a word that I know because they done made up another word for something. Just be weird.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, I had to say them for, you know, my family. And me too, because, like, really, I was shy. I started out shy with it. But some people heard my music, some people didn't. And I was cool with that. Because, like, I'm a humble dude. I ain't finna be, like, arrogant and cocky with the shit. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I know I'm now, nah, man. Because somebody else better than me. You know what I'm saying? You know? So I'm just doing what I do best. And it works for me.
Yeah.
And whoever rock with it, rock with it. Whoever don't. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, this me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm good at what I do.
That's the best way to kick it.
Yeah.
That's the best way to kick it. Because you can't live off the praise, because then you'll die off the booze. Exactly. You know what I mean? So you got to kind of be halfway with it.
Yeah.
Accept it for what it is. This is me. As long as you being you, you ain't got to worry about nothing changing. Because as long as you. You know, you feel me? So that's the best way to be. If you had to pick 5 artists overall, that you couldn't live without, who would that 5 be? In your playlist.
Okay.
Besides yourself, of course.
All right. let me change that. So one, Schooly. If y'all don't know, he was a member of the Rich Kids.
Yeah. Atlanta legend.
Real legend.
Yeah.
We actually the same age. It's crazy. Yeah, we the same age. Schooly, Drake. T.I. T.I. Three Stacks, of course.
Yeah.
And I had to put Jay-Z in there.
I like that. Yeah.
But who I'm listening to the most is probably like Schooly. Okay. And then when I say Schooly, it's like everybody who, you know, came across like Thug or Gunna, you know, stuff like that. Because they all under that wave. So, but yeah, Schooly most definitely though.
That's a good list.
Yeah.
So no Wayne.
Nah.
Ooh,
nah, like
you can go without Wayne.
I can now.
Yeah.
Then nah, but now I can go without. I mean, he might come up, but I ain't finna listen to him. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like his newest stuff, nah.
Nah, yeah.
I'm bumping the old Carter 3. Yeah, I ain't.
And that comes along with, you know, elevation and
changing
of scenery. And he can't rap about the same. Like, that's
because his fans growing. Like, we grown now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Even with you, you know what I'm saying? If you can't, we can't expect you, the stuff that you rapping about on this last project, to be rapping about the same shit in 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, times change, you evolve, you grow, you become a new person. So, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Just like what Music Soul Child.
Oh, Lord. What was his name? Purple Wonderlove.
Purple Wonderlove.
You know Purple Wonderlove?
No.
You know
Purple
Wonderlove? No.
You got me Purple Wonderlove, boy.
Right.
Yes, man. Purple Wonderlove.
Purple Wonderlove.
85 South.
Purple Wonder Love.
Purple Wonder Love.
He tried to change up his. I guess he was. He said that he was trying to do different. Was it personality? Yeah, personalities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's just like you coming on him as Tonio, and then I mean as Don Juan, and then next time you come back as a whole nother nigga. Like,
but you know what though?
Him no more.
Y'all didn't hear Don Juan on Black Butterfly. That wasn't even Don Juan. Goat Descendant was Don Juan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Black Butterfly is Dunta Vish. Oh. And Dunta Vish, like, okay, my whole name, I ain't gonna tell y'all my last name, but my first and middle name, my first name is Dontavious, and my middle name is Antonio. My mama always, like, growing up, she always called me Dunta Vish. You know what I'm saying? I was like, mom, what that means? Is that French? You know what I'm saying? It sounds French. You know what I'm saying? But she like, no, I just want to change your name. Is it call you something else? Because, like, my household name is Tay. You know what I'm saying? Or Tay-Tay or whatever, because it's short for, you know, well, Dontavious is the whole thing, but Tay is short.
I was say, you done named like 8 names.
Bro, I got so many names, bro. I got so many names, bro. I got so many names.
Damn.
So many names.
I don't know how had that many names.
Man, so many childhood names, bro.
Mike was
alive. No. Bam Bam, 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 like, oh, damn, bro, I got so many names.
You know who they talking about, though.
But that means you got a lot of OGs in your family. Yeah. A lot of older people that, you know, everybody got their own name for you.
Yeah. Everybody got their own name.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn. How do you feel about the current state of hip hop right now? Do you think it's in a good place? Do you think it's...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because it's growing. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop, well, music these days is getting faster. You know what I'm saying? It's traveling faster.
Yeah.
And people are getting discovered faster.
Yeah.
You know, the way I do music is like the music that I put out, bro, I'm not really charging nobody. You know what I'm saying? I just want you to listen. I'm just trying to make your playlist. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make your playlist. That's it. But it's traveling faster than what it was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because J. Cole just dropped. Next week, it's going to be somebody. Kendrick might drop. We're going to forget about J. Cole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how it is. But I like it, though.
I'm going to say, yeah, is that a good thing?
It's a good thing because it's competition.
Yeah.
It's competition. And it keep you sharp, bro. Because, like, you don't want to take a break. And you got to try to keep up with what's going on now. Mm-hmm. You took a break. You was with everybody last year. It's a whole new year. Now you got to play catch up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because the topics change. The swag don't change. The lingo don't change. Yeah. Everything don't change. It's like promoting. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to be on it. You got to be quick with it too.
Just like with like TikTok and stuff. Yeah. Like that has made a lot of people money. Like.
Yeah.
One hit wonders. They have made money off of just somebody creating a dance off of
The Corvette guy.
Oh yeah,
I ain't heard shit ever from that nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
That one song on TikTok was going crazy.
But you know what? A lot of songs that blew up on TikTok, them songs probably been out for like 3 years.
Yeah. That's what happened with Mooski.
Yeah,
this song had been out like 2 years ago, and he just popping off of it.
Exactly.
It's the same shit. It's So,
but
yeah,
it's crazy how it has evolved to that. Like, who would have ever thought that we would be dancing and then the song just get popular or something like that? Like,
Off
of an app. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
we used to hear music at parties. That's how you had
that's
to
how you find out
learn music at parties.
Exactly.
Like,
the hottest songs just get played at the party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You go, okay, I got to add that on my MySpace. Who
that is?
Yeah. Who that is?
They burn a CD and put all the songs on there.
Hey, you know, like, people don't even use, like, iPods no more.
No.
iPods,
ain't no need
MP3
to.
Players.
No,
like,
ain't no need
you
to.
You got it all right here.
Ain't no need to.
All on the phone.
CDs, all that.
Yeah, it's gone,
gone. That's what I'm saying. Music travel.
Yeah.
And so does, it moves just like technology, man.
Yep.
Straight up. Like, everything just moving faster.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting faster.
Yeah.
You can look at a whole movie on your phone. You can download a whole movie.
Right.
You can record a whole movie on your phone. It used to be we couldn't even do that.
Yeah, you can make music on your phone.
30-second videos on your phone.
You can play Snake. Yeah, I wrote Snake. That's about all you could have did. Nigga.
I can make a whole song on my phone. I can upload a whole album from my phone. Like the way I upload my music, I can do that from my phone.
That shit
crazy, bro.
That shit is crazy.
Crazy. Don't need a computer for
that. That shit wild, bro.
Nothing.
I mean, they got, every kind of editing apps you got, goddamn.
Yeah.
They got a sleeping app.
It's so bro. It's convenient, though.
It really is. It really is.
Ain't doing nothing making us lazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just going to say, it's good and bad.
Mm-hmm. We can't go to the store no more. We got DoorDash, Uber Eats.
They got people that go to the grocery store for it's the car.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta do shit.
No, and they, and it's crazy, like America, they used to talk about the whole we number one in obesity, but y'all doing it to us.
Yeah.
Y'all doing it to us, man. This shit crazy.
But they see, feed, I think that we come in, we people are being more intact with their mind and knowing that the government is
It's the same thing though. It's the same thing what he's saying about the music. It travels faster. So news travels faster.
Exactly.
You know, we see somebody get murdered or something like that. Exactly. The news travels faster. It used to take us weeks and months to hear about this shit. Exactly. Now this shit, same day. Exactly. With social media, this shit. Man,
social media is like our generation of news, bro. Like, don't nobody watch the news no more, but the OGs. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, we get on social media. Oh, which college just passed? Like, dang. Like, this shit crazy.
Yeah, like, my granddaddy, he watched the news. He be like, why y'all don't be watching the news? I'm like, the news is on my phone.
I already seen the news.
Yeah. I don't need to watch the news. It's on my phone. I see it faster than you see. Exactly.
You got to wait for 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? Man, social media can be stressful because the stuff that's on there, bro, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's like, but it's like when they, just like, I'm going to use Kobe Bryant as an example. When he died, it was like, when he first died, somebody posted it.
Yeah.
It's not even like you can stop it. You can't even stop it. It's live. Out there. Yeah. So it's like, you can't even control it. It done got to a point where we can't even control what we see no more on social media. Like, you used to control because you would only be following your friend.
Yeah.
But now,
you follow these
anybody can see your stuff and you can't even stop yourself from seeing the news that has came out.
Yeah,
they're just like with YouTube. Like, at one point, all you could watch were fights or dancing videos. Now you can watch everything on YouTube. Like, it's crazy.
I used to watch, I think, Girls Gone. No, it wasn't Girls Gone Wild.
You kick your ass.
No, it wasn't Girls Gone Wild. No, it was something else. It was not nothing nasty. It was
Girls Gone Wild.
No, it was Crackheads Gone Wild.
Don't you disrespect Girls Gone Wild.
No, it was Crackheads Gone Wild on YouTube. When YouTube first came out.
Oh, yeah. Yo, world star.
They used to be on there fighting and stuff. I did not mean Girls Gone Wild. Y'all, this shows wild. Y'all damn minds
at. Hey, man. Hey, we didn't say it, okay? You did. I watched it for
sure. But I knew what I meant. Y'all
mean
something nasty. I wasn't trying to say nothing nasty.
Who is y'all?
Next subject.
You seen Girls Go
Wild. Because everybody was like, oh,
what? I didn't say nothing. She's just saying,
y'all.
I felt like
all y'all did.
Don't judge me.
That was probably just you.
You probably was.
I think it was just you.
I mean, shit, it's okay. I just got spazzed on camera. You know you were sneaking in there watching your mama Girl Gone Wild tapes?
I really wasn't.
You did? You ain't never sneaking in and watch no porn. Everybody snugging their parent room while I was born now.
My mama might watch this podcast. Well, I ain't gonna get in trouble. Well, yeah, I did.
Hey, tell the truth.
She should never have it.
Exactly.
You should never have it.
It should have been right there for me to see.
But now mine wasn't even, I was snooping and shit. Wasn't even supposed to be looking.
Exactly.
Just snooping.
You ain't never get no porn from your parents, man.
Yeah, I did.
I ain't gonna
lie, Pops has some fine shit.
Hey, Pops has that shit.
Pops has some fine shit.
Man.
Whatever dude said, I ain't went. No.
Yeah, that's
your business.
Nah, I was into my mama's stuff. My daddy, I couldn't get in. I couldn't even.
But that's how it is.
See,
you know what I mean?
I'm just like, hell no.
It's the opposite. You know, like, nigga.
My daddy didn't even smoke in front of me and my sister.
For real?
He didn't want us to see nothing. Like, it was like 2 years ago. We went to a cookout, and one of my daddy old friends was there. Well, he's still a friend to this day, but they've been knowing each other since he was in high school. And so he was just talking to us. Yeah, your daddy used to be all in Magic City and everything.
What?
He was like, your daddy used to be. I was like, oh, daddy used to be in Magic City. He was like, I don't want to talk about that right now. He's still just like, oh, no, I'm not saying nothing. Yeah. You ain't finna know nothing what I did in my past. I was like, I already know what you used to be doing.
Shit, I remember I went in my dad's room one time. I seen him smashing that. Like, it wasn't no porn. It was him on that bitch. Smashing it, old lady out, boy. Old ass lady, too. I mean, oldie. I'm just fucking
that nigga said, I'm talking about oldie.
That's why I kept talking to your ass. They were like, oh, shit. But I really did see him doing that, but it wasn't with no old ass.
Okay, I hope not.
But still, though, to see your boss on camera smashing, I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey, yeah. I am a caught y'all appearance?
Having sex?
Yeah.
No, thank God I did not catch
one. Man, I'm scarred.
I called my mom.
Bro, that was dope. Bro, that shit.
No, it seriously
that shit is. It can be traumatizing.
Like, I was in elementary school. I'll let you tell your story.
No, I'm going to let you tell your
story. Look, nigga, I don't even want to talk about that shit.
I'm good, man. That shit down, man. Man, why? Yeah, I ain't gonna edit them out like that.
Yeah. But no,
that shit down,
man. Oh, man. But yeah, that shit can be traumatizing, man. Like, yeah. That shit can just, it can change your view on a lot of things, man. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that plays into, you know, the way that people are raised. Mm-hmm. People don't understand, like since I've been, like, I always revert back to this, since I've been in a relationship, because I'm noticing a lot more shit since I've been in a relationship. Mm-hmm. But it's like the way people are raised, it plays how you act in life and in general, in relationships and work and mm-hmm. every encounter you have with somebody.
Absolutely.
It's about how you was raised. So, like, when it comes down to me, when I get into an argument with, you know, your girl or your boyfriend,
right, and
I take the more selfish route because I'm the only child.
Okay.
So I'm used to taking the selfish route, and I can go in my room and be away.
Right.
Because I'm used to being isolated.
Right.
Yeah.
But with my girl, she gonna be like, nah, she got four sisters. She used to being, hey, we finna talk about this now, we gotta live together.
Yeah.
So exactly. it's you know what I'm saying? Just that one little, it plays a role.
Yeah, it does.
And shit is crazy.
And you can tell who ain't been raised right, man. Yeah.
Like, you really can't.
With these folk that be walking around, you like, but that nigga ain't got no how to train him.
No, not at all.
Can't bring this nigga nowhere.
Exactly.
That shit, man, I know. It's, but you know what? I agree with you, too, because not too long ago, like, I was living by myself. That can also change you, too, though, like how you look at a lot of stuff. Like, living by yourself can really change. Because before, I was a people person. Living by yourself, bro, you could become very isolated and, like, to yourself.
Yeah.
More in tune with, like, okay, y'all on some fuck shit. I'm finna get the hell on.
Yeah.
Y'all nigga tripping.
Yeah.
I just feel like some shit finna go out. I just feel like some shit finna go out.
Spider
scent. Your nigga tent. Your
nigga sense kicked in. Like, oh. Yep. Shit about to pop off.
Mm-hmm.
Finna go fuck on. Yeah, I'm finna get the fuck out.
Yeah. By myself at my house.
Exactly, man.
Taylor just had a experience not too long ago.
What?
On Edgewood? Nah, that was Glenwood.
What happened?
With the girl that
I don't think I ever talked about it on camera. So, we had went to this place called the Beverly on Glenwood Avenue by the big Kroger and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new place. I'm not sure if it's black owned, but it was nothing but black people in there. So we went to it was that Waffle House I think CJ went to. That you picked up the Waffle House.
The one we went to.
Y'all went to and picked up the Waffle House that day. Mm-hmm. So we pulled up to the place and we seen a whole bunch of teenagers outside of Waffle House and they was inside of Waffle House. So, we went to the Beverly. The Beverly is in the same plaza. Well, it's not in the same plaza. You know, Waffle House sit by itself. And then, it's in that little new plaza or whatever on the side. So, we get in there. We sit out and everything. We order appetizers. And we sat on the patio outside. After we ordered our appetizers, we heard like 8 rounds of gunshots. So, we immediately, like, it took me probably, like, 5 seconds to react.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard them gunshots, I just, like, we died to the ground. I cracked my phone.
So your hood instinct started kicking in.
Yeah, because I'm just like, hold on.
Yeah.
Like, and then you don't expect for, like, to hear some gunshots. Then that shit sounded so close. And it really was close. So then everybody died to the ground and stuff. And they closed the patio. We went inside or whatever. Yeah, that's where it was at. We went inside, and then after we went inside, we seen like three niggas running or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, I ran into the bathroom because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck going on. Mm-hmm. But it was just scary because then we later found out like a teenager got shot. Look, a 15-year-old girl, she got shot or whatever, and she got killed.
Yeah.
And it was just real senseless, and I just feel like the fact that it happened literally next door to me, like walking distance, I could walk there in like 1 minute, that's just scary. You don't never think that something like that is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I cracked my phone, my screen was glitching, everything. I was just like, it was just crazy.
And that's the crazy thing, like, it could be like so simple. You know what I'm saying? You mm-hmm. go into the gas station. Yeah. Like I was just talking to my brother, and he was saying like, you know, my play brother. He was saying like, sometimes if he see trap niggas outside of the gas station, he don't even pull up to that bit. Like, I'll go to the next one, bro. Like,
ain't even that serious,
bro. At that point.
Yeah, it's not that serious. You feel me? I'm not finna lose my life over no another nigga, you know, trying to act hard.
Yeah.
Trying to act hard, or even...
I feel the same way. Or being at the
wrong place at the wrong time.
Just even... When I do see a whole bunch of niggas outside the gas station, I don't even go in there because, for one, I just feel like they're going to try to talk to me.
That's
what they're going to try to do. And I be feeling uncomfortable sometimes. Yeah. Like, I don't even want to go to the gas station because I already know they're going to try to talk to me. Then you never know if I say, because my attitude would be stank.
Yeah. Huh?
Especially if I see a nigga trying to talk to me and you look like shit, nigga. Like, I get instantly defensive and mad, so I'm gonna probably say some shit. And ain't no telling what you're gonna do. You probably because shit gonna happen
real quick.
Niggas get mad, bro.
But see, dang, you know what? I'm sorry, you had to even go through any of that for real, because mm-hmm. they could have went left.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It happened more than one
that's
time.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of situations where, man, women get like, bruh.
That's what I'm saying.
Like meat, bro.
Yeah, man. It's like women just be wanting to go out and have a good time with their home girls. As niggas, as protectors, bro, we know the area. We know how niggas look. We know if they moving funny. Hey, stay close to me.
Yep.
Because these niggas out here wicked. You know what I'm saying? We in Glenwood. This is a good area. This is a highly gang activity neighborhood. Yep. Niggas gotta know that type of shit, especially when you with your woman, bro. She just wanna have a good time. You do too, but you gotta be on point, bro.
See, I was just telling my girl that. I said, look, I understand you wanna go out, but when I go out with you, I'm not going out like that.
Nah.
You feel me? I gotta go out with my head on the swivel.
Yeah, exactly,
like, I have
exactly.
to be in protective mode so you can be all.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I gotta be on point every time. And she was like, well, what about when you go out with your cousin shit? You ain't got to worry about much then. I'm like, nah, I still got to worry about shit. I just feel a little better.
Yeah, because
I know 4-5 on in with me got guns, but shit, I still got to be on point. Because, you know what I mean? You still, it's like when a man goes outside and leaves that house.
We on military time.
We every time,
bro. Straight up,
bro. Soon as he hit the port, he like, bro, I'm on it. You know what I mean? Because we've done it so much that it's become like second nature.
Yeah.
Because, you know, once you reach a certain age, you reach your 23, 24, 25, you already locked in because you've been having to do it.
Yeah,
bro.
So much.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, I used to hate going places when me and Chelsea was like in middle school and high school. I used to hate going places with our daddy because we were, like our mama, she thick or whatever. So we always had, you know, the curves and the body and stuff like that. And every time we went somewhere with him, I just prayed that my daddy didn't act crazy if somebody tried to talk to us because...
Nah, that's gonna happen.
That's
gonna happen. That's gonna happen.
I hope my daddy don't do nothing crazy.
Oh, I know I'm gonna do something crazy.
They probably don't even think that's our daddy. They probably think he probably our sugar daddy or something. You never know what people will think.
Yeah, that is true.
And they don't have no respect. They don't care.
Yeah, and then, man, this shit crazy. And especially in Atlanta, like, people don't respect the OGs, man. People don't respect the OGs
that
no more.
They ain't just that everywhere. Bro.
Well, with the
new generation, bro. They desensitized to death.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about respect. They don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Like these,
if they feel tried or sunned or any of that shit. They come
man, they
on
yeah,
neck,
yeah, yeah,
bro.
And they ain't got nothing to lose, man.
Yeah.
That's how they feel.
Yeah, that's how they feel.
That's how
but
they feel.
But you do have a lot to lose.
Bro, you got your whole future to lose. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's crazy. It's so crazy, bro.
So that goes to my question I want to ask you. Growing up and now, how do you feel as a black man in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States? How do you feel as a black man? You know, everything going on. Take that into consideration, too.
I got kind of like two answers because I'm an individual who lived in the hood and who lived in the suburbs. So I know... I got the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't consider myself to be a hood nigga. Yeah, I play around. I got project ways, hood ways and shit like that, but that's just my upbringing. And, you know, that's what showed to me. But it's hard for a black man, regardless, period, man. It's just hard.
Yeah.
Like, even at work, man, because, you know, I work a regular 9-to-5 to support my dream. It's even hard at work because I'm competing with somebody younger than me, but a different complexion. You know what I'm saying? And he's getting it.
Yep.
for me, I got to work 10 times harder to get what he got. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I got to stand on my own. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I can say. Like, being black in America, period, is going to teach you, you either going to be a man or not.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we in the fish tank full of sharks, period.
Yep.
You either going to goddamn man up or lay down, period.
Yep.
Straight up. Mm-hmm. But it is hard for a black man, though. Especially a black man with a child. It's hard. An interracial child. That like, it's even harder. So it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure on the nigga's shoulder. Mm-hmm.
It is.
That's crazy. We was just talking about that the other day on the podcast of, you know, interracial and how, what you said? You said something. I forgot.
It's like a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you take that interracial child, we're talking about Dr. Umar Johnson and how he look on interracial relationship, thing like that. And he don't go for it. He like, you know, stick within your braids, this, that, and the third. And I was like, okay, yeah, I feel you on that. But at the same time, that child got to go through having love from one side and not having love from the other, or they could get denied by both sides. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's tricky because I may not get accepted by my black side because I'm not black enough.
Right.
I may not get accepted by my white side because I'm not white enough. You know, it plays.
Yeah, but I think in today's time, bro, right now, that's kind of normalized. You know what
I'm saying? It's more accepted for sure.
Because it's more mixed kids, you know, nowadays. Back then, bro, that was rare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bro, you couldn't find a mixed kid where I'm from, or a albino, for real. That shit was rare, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, finding an albino person, bro, was rare to see a light-skinned person like, I got a white mom on the black dad. It's like, that shit was rare. Now it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
so,
common.
Yeah.
It's a lot more coming. I mean, and then they got the role models. They got J. Cole. They got J. Cole that looks damn black. You feel me? He mixed.
Yeah.
Then you got the Drakes who look, you know what I mean? You can kind of tell.
You got Obama.
You got the, who else? Steph Curry. No, yeah. Steph Curry ain't mixed. He is? Yeah, his mama, he like 1/4.
Oh.
He mama, write that up.
Yeah, I think his mama, she like 1/4.
Yeah. But his mom is half black, half white. Yeah. So, you know, he kind of got it.
Okay, yeah.
Huh? Clay Thompson, you know, so they got role models to look up to now. You know what I mean? So, it's more accepted. And I feel with Umar Johnson, he's just stuck in his ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's looking at
that old
because
time.
Because of what white people did to us back in the day.
Yeah.
That's what he's looking
at. But, we live in a different time, man. Different. Everything's just different now. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we understand what happened back in the day, but, man, times are different.
Mm-hmm. Times are different, but they still
wiping
out.
That's
the part that's fucking us up. Like, we think we supposed to be moving along and moving forward, but y'all still got these old motherfuckers that stuck in their old ways.
Yeah, having flashbacks and shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, nah, hey, come on, bro.
I don't know. And then that's another thing, too. Like, being a black man working in for a corporate America, bro. It's like, what if you the only black person, like, in your area, at your job. Like, that's hard.
It's hard as fuck.
Like, that's eyes on you. Because you the only nigga on the... That's like being on the hockey team. You the only black person on there.
I mean, come on. The only friend you got out there is the pup.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. Like, everything around you white, nigga.
Yeah.
The ice. Everything.
Yeah. Let me tell you, though.
That was a metaphor right there, my God.
So I be telling them folks at my job. I'm like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I'm surrounded by a bunch of white people. Man, y'all nigga make me nervous. Them white folks looked at me like, what the fuck? Like, you for real? I'm like,
they
y'all
see
nigga
that.
Make
they
me
don't understand,
But they think I'm joking. Yeah, that, bro. Y'all nigga make me nervous, bro.
Yes.
I ain't no telling what y'all nigga plan on me.
Just like they think that we make them, but they feel like we make them nervous.
Yeah.
You drop anybody off in an area they not used to or they not comfortable in, they gonna be nervous. You can take the hoodest nigga. Hoodest nigga. I mean, they killed niggas all the time.
Put him in the country.
Put him in the country with some rednecks. That nigga gonna be shook.
But he can be like, oh, hell nah. But y'all got me fucked up. But let me get up. Hey, look, hey.
I'm telling you, bro, take me home.
I'm telling you, I'm good on that.
And vice versa. You put a country boy in the city, like, man, he gonna be like, bro, everything.
Hey,
don't
know what
too
to do. Yeah.
Like a motherfucker.
When I went to Panama last week, we went to a whole bunch of restaurants, but it was nothing but white people in there. Mm-hmm. When we went inside, it just felt so like, it just felt like everybody was just staring at us. Like, it felt like, you know, when you feel like the room gets silent, everybody just starts staring at us. But they really didn't get silent, but that's what it felt like.
It feel like shit.
Yeah.
But
shit real.
My, it's sad that it's like that, though.
I don't know.
It's crazy that it's like that.
It's life, man.
That's why I'm blessed that I was able to see the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I tell people, I come from the hood in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mama, them side of the family from Jean Burr South. It's old projects from back in the day. The ones Young Thug, them from. Mm-hmm. And R.I.P. Tour, she just passed. But yeah, so like, I've been in the projects. I've been in some of these, like Oakland City. Like, my uncles and cousins from Oakland City, you know, that's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I've been in some of these places, and I know how it go, and I know how to move accordingly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, if I'm out with my girl, and I see some hood activity going on, babe, stand close to me. It's some, you know, it's some shit going on. Mm-hmm. Everybody moving different. She don't see that, but I do, though, mm-hmm. because I've experienced that shit, mm-hmm. or I don't seen it. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, it's almost like being like, okay, you're not green. Yeah, you hip to this shit.
Basically.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think a lot of women like hood niggas, because they getting something different.
Yeah.
You know, they getting a protector for one. A nigga who gonna stand on his own 2 feet and just show you like, look, we gonna make sure you good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the swivel. Like you say, I'm on the swivel, man. Like, I can't be out here just not paying attention, lacking, and you get fucked up and we get
That's the worst feeling in the world right there.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the worst feeling. Even though it ain't never happened, I just know that's the worst feeling in the world, where you feel like I didn't do everything that I could do to protect the people that I love. You know what I mean? That, come on, man.
So I just feel like, you know how like when we get, well, when we were growing up, I'm pretty sure our parents tried to protect us from, you know, seeing those things, like, you know, seeing
the bullshit.
Seeing things that go on in the world. But, you know, when we have kids and stuff, will y'all teach our kids that type of stuff of what's going on? Like, would y'all, are y'all gonna be that parent to where I'm gonna protect my child, I'm gonna shield my child from what's going on in the world? Or y'all gonna be that parent to be like, I'm gonna let you know what's going on. I'm gonna put you up on game.
The way that it's set up now, either you gonna teach them about it, or the world gonna teach them about it. Because they gonna get it just as fast.
Yeah. Either way it goes,
you gotta jump the gate now. There's no time to shell to
you gotta put
on game now, bro.
Because
they gonna go out there and get the wrong information from a friend or some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She ain't got three holes. She got four, bro. Find the fourth.
Exactly.
Bro.
You gotta figure out where you fit at on the food chain. They like being in school, bro. Like, they jump school, like being in high school, that was like real life shit.
Yeah.
Man. You finding out where you fit at on the food chain, bro. Period.
And thinking about it, you weren't thinking about it like that.
You wasn't.
That's what it is.
But now,
you looking back, you like, damn, high school really was. Yeah. I learned a lot of shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of personal shit, a lot of shit about other people, about how to move, about, you know, you just learned how
just
to.
Just learning shit.
Be in
and then you realize that shit after high school.
Yeah, that's the like, bullshit.
Then I'm like, nigga.
If I would have known the shit that I know. Yeah. That's the famous quote.
But yeah, that's how, you know.
Yeah, so you got to teach them, like.
Yeah.
You got to, man, because.
I think the main thing that I'm going to teach my child about is just a lot of feminine things. Because when I grew up, I wasn't taught the feminine things.
What you mean?
Like, a period for once. I wasn't taught about my period.
Out of control.
I wasn't taught about nothing. Like, the way I learned, we had went to this, when I was in fifth grade, we went to Fernbank. And Fernbank had, they had one for the males, and they had one for the females. The males, of course, they talked about y'all private part. Then the female, they talked about our private part, but they talked, it went into a lot more depth. Because they talk about your period. They talk about you can have kids. They talk about all this stuff or whatever. And that's when I was taught, but it really wasn't in depth. So when I went to sixth grade, that's when I had my first period or whatever. And I didn't know nothing about it. Like, when I got it, I cried. I didn't know,
I'm like, sixth grade, goddamn.
Yeah, my first day before I went to sixth grade.
I ain't gonna lie. As a young nigga, man, learning about this shit was so interesting, man. Like, oh shit, we learned about sex, bro.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. See that? That was cool.
Yeah, y'all. Like, yeah. Boom. So yeah, that shit was fun. But damn.
But yeah, I think that's one thing I'm gonna teach my child about, because I didn't know in depth about it until it happened to me, and I had to do my own research and stuff like.
And
so I think that's something that played a part in my life that I'm definitely going to teach my child about. Like, especially if I have a girl, like, you're going to know about this.
Yeah.
Like, and you need to teach your child that, because I had mine when I was 11. That's when I first started. 11. That's early. 12, shit. Exactly. Now, that's early as fuck. Yeah. Like that's young as fuck. And think about an 11-year-old now.
Yeah.
Having a period. That's young. Like,
bro, they don't make kids like they used to no more, man. No, these kids look grown in here.
You know, steroid, man. All that chicken, all that fast
But they don't
food
act
shit.
Older, though.
They don't. Still at they age. Nah, them, hey, these niggas, wow. Bro, they ain't got no, bro. They ain't fearless, man. Yeah. I'm telling these kids fearless.
That's the difference. Yo. That's the difference. We kind of knew, like.
We grew up, like, hey, get out of grown folk mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right there with the mom. Yeah. Drinking.
And talking shit. No. Like, talking shit. Like, I'm talking about, bro, 4-year-olds. Talking cash,
but
shit.
You, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, but you know, indeed, the kid who had to go to school with the bubble going on, the COVID, man, I don't think we would have.
They just got their phones. That's all it is.
Yeah.
They influenced by their phones. Yeah. It was like when I went to a cookout or friend's house, my mama friend's house, find the kids, get out my face. Somebody do some grown folks.
Go on about
stuff.
Your business.
Get out my face.
That shit really
not
real.
Be around. But,
That shit is crazy, man.
It is, bro.
And it's everything that's around them. Video games, TV.
They get everything quicker.
Yes.
Yeah, they get everything quicker, bro. Just like with the whole music thing. Everything's faster, bro. Mm-hmm. These kids receiving all this stuff faster.
Yes.
Us, bro, we had to go sneak and find this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I want to see some porn, I'm finna goddamn. I got a guess. Where you put it at this time?
You might get caught.
It probably, let me open it.
Oh, it ain't up at this time.
Yeah.
Let me go back to my
room. He don't got smart. Okay. You had to get it. Okay.
You know what I mean? Then you had to slow that dial-up computer when that came out.
Yeah.
Well, oh, shit.
Yeah, you caught.
Somebody pick up the phone and call somebody. It's over.
Yeah,
you
caught, man.
So, you know, it's so different nowadays, man.
It's funny. It's funny, bro. The CD kids now. Like, compared to what we had and what they got now. It's so funny.
I feel like when I was young, I was so mature.
I felt like I was just
mature than some of these kids.
Cause we
like,
was obedient. We weren't disobedient. These kids, hell, but juvenile delinquent. Bro, it's probably
we was obedient, but it wasn't like on some wild shit.
Yeah,
we was disobedient. Like, hey, don't go get on that trampoline.
Yeah,
and then you like, hey, y'all, let's sneak and get on the trampoline real quick.
Yeah.
Let's just take like 3 jumps.
Yeah.
That E nigga like, hey, don't go outside and fuck some shit up. These niggas going outside
shooting shit up. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They on some real Wild Wild West shit.
Oh,
bro.
No. The real Wild Wild West is on the south side. You see some crazy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Take your ass on O-Net. It's over.
Right now. We right now.
It's over.
Man, they just did a manhunt. Like, I don't know if y'all heard about it, but 2 people escaped from custody on Camp Creek. They found one on Camp Creek, and the one escaped over that river there right there by the house at the QT.
What?
Yeah. Helicopters. Man. Above the house, I'm outside, you know, cleaning, finna go pick up my little girl. I'm getting scared.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm high. And he, I'm like, what the fuck going on?
Nigga think they come for me, bro.
I'm like,
they come for me.
I'm like, oh shit. They found out. They found out about that shit I did 2 years ago. Like, oh shit.
Bro,
I went in the house, got my key, wallet, phone. I was going to Diggerville.
Hey, I'm telling you, bro.
I'm finna go to the country.
Yeah, I'm finna go to the country. Well, I turned on my phone. Hey, you got me fucked up. I'm thinking, bro, look, it got so bad, so paranoid. Ooh. I'm driving. I'm thinking, LPI following me. I'm like,
you done hunting in the wheel.
I'm like, oh, shit. I don't made it to Count Creek. Finna get gas. I can't get gas. They say, oh, you got to go inside. Nope, it's a setup.
I'm telling you.
I'm gonna go back to the house. Look. I get in the car like, bro, what's going on today, bro? What's going on the south side? That's how I found out. I'm going to go home. Fuck this shit, I'm good. I'm going to go home, bro.
Nah, I lived on the south side all my life. Well, back and forth, the south side and the east side. But my mama always stayed on the south side. When I tell you, it was always stuff
always
happening.
So.
Like, we first stayed on Garden Walk. It was always
Garden
stuff
Walk.
Happening on
that
Garden
that
Walk.
Shit.
Like, yeah, that was the first apartments we stayed in. And then we moved where she at now. And it just always been some stuff on the south side.
Yep.
It's like it's low-key, though. That's the crazy part
of it. It go right under your nose. Yeah, really, shit happen under your nose.
That shit be crazy.
That shit crazy.
Yeah.
Until the shit get crazy.
Exactly.
Then you like, damn, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Who was the sheriff?
Vicky, he is gonna sit still. Yeah, he go.
They always talk shit about him.
Hey, no, bro, he for real, really. Didn't he shoot, like, some lady? Like, his wife or some shit?
He did something with, him and his wife. I think, but no, it, I don't think.
Oh, he no, he had tied up the inmates in the chair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bro, yeah, it's a whole bunch of shit. But they let him come back to work.
He which good, though. Like, I think he good. They like him.
Yeah. He don't want them kids to have no fucking record.
Yeah, that's true.
He like, bro, all right, they did this.
But you know what, though? Show. I think they trying. I know why they ain't print charges.
Cause look this shit up. This
yeah, shit, bro. Hell no, I don't even know what y'all talking about. Man, he'll be tying folks to the chair, man.
Like what mean? Hand
well, hands. Like you know, interrogating and shit. Oh. But
nah,
them inmates crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta kind of you know you tie them. Yeah, you got to. Cause they'll spit on you, piss on you, all type of shit.
Oh, there go.
Right,
it said he was indicted.
Yeah,
it was something. Go back.
Why need tying folks up to the chair, man?
Bro, it's like. They
a
call.
There you go, right
there.
Speed, the second
one. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Bro, he had.
You need to tie a nigga up to the chair. Call Victor Hill.
Man, Victor, what?
Get that nigga a promo, guys.
He ain't the first one that done did this.
He got short man syndrome.
Oh, he just the first one to get caught.
Yeah, he ain't the first. But of course, he a black man.
He
short.
Yeah, he short. He short.
They trying to get Victor Hill up out of them.
Yeah, they, yeah, yeah.
Been
he run Clayco, bro. He yeah. An old, bro, this man is like a gangster, bro.
You ain't finna do shit.
Ain't his names on the police cars?
All of them. Even on that big ass RV that they had out there with that helicopter.
Victor Hill. Victor y'all gonna know my name around this.
No, nah, for real.
He run. Right.
It's same thing, woman.
He a gangster, bro.
Victor, you think you a gangster, all right.
Yeah, Victor Hill, like, bro, I run this shit. All the Crips and Bloods report to me.
That's crazy. That a better way to be, though, man. You got to keep your, if you a sheriff, man, you got to keep your ear to the street.
You got to, bro.
You got to.
You got to think like that.
Yeah, yeah. You
around
yeah.
That curve on goddamn by the airport.
Yeah.
You ain't here goddamn jurisdiction now.
The better way to catch a criminal is to think like one. And if you trying to, you know, correct your city and, you know, change some shit, you got to keep your head to the street, man.
Yeah, you got to be cool with some of these dope boys, man. To. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, when you're running for stuff like that, you got to understand that some people going to like you and some people ain't going to like you.
That's what everything. Life. Yeah, that's what life, honestly.
So, and then
roll a 10, bro.
Yeah, and then also, like, because you know what? Everybody know the whole system is corrupt, bro. So Victor Hill probably corrupt as fuck. But he worked for him. You know what I'm saying? He probably do it in a professional way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, what we don't know, bro, is just, we just don't know it, bro. It's just his business in the streets. You know what I'm saying? So it people in the hood fuck with him because he makes sure they neighborhood good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The dope boys in there which fuck with should. Him which because they making sure, you make sure my grandma good.
Yeah.
I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I make sure these little kids go to school mm-hmm. and go home. You know what I'm saying? Bro, this shit work both ways.
It's a bargain deal.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
It's a bargain deal. Like, I take care of this purse for you. You make sure the kids get school. Exactly. I take care of your grandma. You know,
exactly.
It's a bargain exactly. deal, man. You I'm gotta sure. yeah. you gotta do that.
Yeah.
You got to.
And if you know what I'm saying, if you see this many squad cars in your neighborhood, just know it's gonna be a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just be half sense enough to get the fuck on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, bro. It's all about who you know. That's all.
Hey, for real, for real. But it, like I said, the rule of 10, man. Three mm-hmm. people going to love it. Three people going to hate it. Four going to be on the fence. It's always going to be like that. So never take, like I said, you can't get too high off the cheers. You can't get too low off the booze, man.
That's how I felt about Goat Descendant, though. Because I fell into like I got comfortable. I was like, you know what, I'm good, man. This, you know, the tape doing this thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody fuck with it. I ain't really got to rush Black Butterfly. But then I started getting like, oh, shit, I ain't writing. You know, mm-hmm. I got out that zone.
Ability, man.
Yeah, so like my girl got on to me. So a lot of people getting on to me like, bro, come on, bro, what you doing? We waiting on this. You know what I'm saying? We know people be putting this out. So, you know, I was like, you know what, let me get right. And that's why I dropped it at the right time. Because there was a lot going on, too. Losing family members and shit like that. So I couldn't really focus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then when I found my namaste, my piece of grounded, I got grounded and I just started, you know, attacking everything how I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Black Butterfly came about.
That's good.
It was about that time.
Consistency,
yeah.
Though. That, they say comfortability, man, it'll kill you.
Yeah.
It will because you get too comfortable, man. And,
because that's why I dropped the video first to let y'all... The lead up to the album, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, this what to expect, the vibes,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? The video, I was cool with the video. It was a dope video. I had my little girl in
that
it.
That was the first one out the...
yeah, Golden Boy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That so, was nice.
Yeah. It really, it brought a tear to my eye, you know, seeing my little girl in there. I almost cried and I was like, but goddamn, bro. She look good on camera. She ready. She ready, goddamn. You make your dad proud. Yeah. You make your dad proud.
So, yeah. It seemed like it was just natural. Like,
yeah.
It was
real organic. I wanted to be that way. I didn't want to do too much. You know what I'm saying? But now it's time to get freaky with this music. Yeah. It's time to now. That was just like, you know, like the show, the vibes, and, you know, let y'all know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But now it's time to get real creative, real freaky, and let y'all know, like, I'm a weird individual.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm really weird with this shit. Okay. On the byway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just so, yeah.
You gotta let
that in the byway. Yeah. So it finna get weird.
So you got a name for a next project? Or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The next project is going to be Greatest Show on Earth.
Greatest Show on Earth.
The Greatest Show on Earth, yeah. And it's finna get real weird. Tell me.
Okay, yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm letting people in, you know what I'm saying? Because there's layers to me. So I'm just letting people in music, song by song, beat by beat.
Okay. So also another thing with the clothing line.
Oh, yeah.
I want to ask you about that. I couldn't really ask, you know, when.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to get more in depth on it now.
Okay.
How did it come about? How did the Get Rich, Stay Rich, how did that even become a saying? How did it become the logo? How did, you know what I mean?
Right. I say back in 2016, I was just trying to find something that stuck to me. Well, you know, just like a cool little saying that I could say. Mm-hmm. You know, because at first it was like, stay up, stay down. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something me and my brothers, we say once we dip or you know, we meet somebody like, hey, look, you know, what's going on? Stay up, stay down. I'm hollering at you. But then I like, bro, I need something harder than that. Like, that's just mine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then Get Rich, Stay Rich came about. And it's basically like, that's the mission. Everybody trying to get rich and stay rich. So you maintain it. Like, generational wealth. Like, the whole nine, bro. So it means something to me. You know, I ain't just putting no bullshit out there. So that's how that came about. And I got plenty of stuff going on. I want to do crop tops. I want to do, I got face masks and stuff like that, but it, you know, that's kind of dying down a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
I'm telling you.
So,
but I still feel like it's still going to be a thing. Because you got them people who like, I'm still
wearing
my mask.
Absolutely. Because some people not going to get the shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's another subject. But, so I got the masks, shirts. I want to have hats, trucker hats. I want to do the whole nine, but I don't want to do it like how, like, okay, I'm a merch business. It's just like, I'm an artist. I'm going to just have merch on deck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, say if I go perform, I'm going to have merch on deck. You know what I'm saying? So, I just want to keep stuff on deck. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, that's how it is. That's my brand.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's Don Juan, Get Rich, Stay Rich, 777, the whole thing. That's all me. You know what I'm saying? That's all me. So, yeah.
Another thing, the 777s. What is that?
Oh, it's angel numbers, man. It means a lot too. So the sevens means like growth. You on the right path and stuff like that. And I kept seeing them a lot, so I just attached them to my name. You know what I'm saying? So that's another stuff. That's another idea I want to bring to life, but I just don't know what I want to do with it.
Okay.
Cause I don't want to be like Lucky Seven, like Vegas shit. Yeah, no, I want this. It got to be cold, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hey, you with the right one. You looking at
exactly,
the numbers.
Exactly.
You looking in the
numbers.
I'm telling you. She'll put you on game.
Yeah. And I want the design. You know, I got the designer right here. So, hey, bring it to life, you know.
Yeah.
We can all work together. Bring it to life.
And it just goes back to the whole crew. Like, we all got something going on. We all doing different things.
Yeah.
We all can help each other.
Yeah. And we all,
That's the goal, man.
And it benefits everybody.
Yeah. The goal is always get your cell phone and put your people on.
Yeah.
That's the number one goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And support goes a long way.
Yes.
Because, like, people don't know. If you support, do you know you can benefit?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? In a good way. Not trying to be like, you know, trying to leech. But
yeah.
You helped me, you know, see the vision because I didn't see it at one point.
Yeah.
You saw it. You know what I'm saying? So I just put my best foot forward. You know, you was a part of this.
That was like the Nicki Minaj thing that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
How she wore some crop tops. So they pay her up front, you know, like they pay her. Oh, my bad.
Crop
tops. I don't know what they are. The shoes.
Okay.
But they pay her up front, just say they give her $50,000.
Okay.
On the back end, they make $1 million. You see what I'm saying? Everybody getting paid.
Yeah.
So just why we can't all just work together?
Especially if you keep it in the circle, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It just going to keep circling throughout the circle.
Exactly. And it's going to grow, exactly. But it's just going through. Mm-hmm. Whole circle. It's just growing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And that's the beauty.
Yeah, that's just like when people be coming to get their hair done, and mm-hmm. they be like, you know anybody who do makeup, or you know anybody who do lashes? I got two cousins that do, well, a cousin that do lashes, and then my mm-hmm. sister do makeup and brows. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, they like, oh, this is the one stuff.
How was that growing up? Like, that's some project shit.
This nigga done turned into the goddamn.
I just want to know. Like, that's hard. Like, that's hard.
It is, though. That's it hard. Is. It really like, is.
Well, the crazy part about it, I've been doing hair since I was in 10th grade. But my sister, she really, because I feel like makeup and brows, they kind of just, it has always been a thing. But, like, people have gotten more into it now. Like, people mm-hmm. get their makeup done on a Monday because they going out. Or they going, they just, it just has became more relevant
yeah.
nowadays. So, I don't know. We just,
I guess
it just happened. Yeah. I can't even tell you how it happened. She just started doing it. She went to school for it. And that's what, I mean, we working toward getting us our own salon, though.
Together?
Yeah, together.
That'd be hard.
Because you had together. Said, like, you've been doing hair since, you said you were yeah. doing it out the crib.
Oh, yeah,
like
I was doing, I was doing it in my room. People coming over my house.
For prom, having to write.
Yes, right? Like. Yeah. I can show y'all pictures from 2014, 2015. Then when I went to college, I was doing people hair in my dorm room, just trying to make money. But I never thought that I would be
a hairstylist
yeah. like full time to this day. I never thought that. But it's crazy.
When did you realize? Like, when did you realize? Damn, like, I'm finna do this.
Yeah, like, I'm fine with this shit, by the way.
So,
yeah.
I was in school for early childhood education. I was working at this daycare. I was a teacher for 3-year-olds. So I got my associate's degree. So they moved me up as a lead teacher. So I was a lead teacher. I covered the class and stuff like that. I'm going to school. So I was working 6:30 to 3:30. Leaving there, going to class, and then going home to do hair.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I would do that. And so then I finished school or whatever. I finished getting my associate's degree. So in 2018... really, he was a big influence on me going to hair school.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So.
Y'all been together that long?
Yeah.
God damn.
So, in 2018, I was doing that or whatever. So, I started working at a daycare, and I just felt like it was just taking up all my time. People would be texting me saying, hey, can you do my hair this time? And I couldn't do it because I was at work. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm like, man, I can't keep doing this. People want their hair done. I could be making money. So I put in like a month notice or whatever at the daycare. I stopped working there in September. When I stopped working there, y'all, I just felt like a weight lifted up mm-hmm. off my shoulder.
Yep.
So, and I had a little money saved up, but I blew that shit.
Of course.
Entrepreneurship. So yeah, so at this time I'm still in school for early childhood education. So you have to take a test to get into the program mm-hmm. and a test to get out of the program. I couldn't pass a test to get into the program because it was just stupid.
Yeah.
It was one of them little stupid tests, and I only failed it by a few points. And it was like $100-some. I'm not going to keep paying this money then.
I keep feeling too. That's stupid.
Yeah. I was talking to him about it, and I'm like, man, I'm doing hair, and I'm in school, but I just feel like I don't want to be in school for this. So I ended up going to Atlanta Tech and talking. I talked to a few people and said, hey, what school do you think I should go to and stuff? And this girl told me Atlanta Tech, and she was like, it's the cheapest school. Don't go and pay all this money. Don't go pay $21,000 when you already in debt from school anyways. Mm-hmm. She was like, don't go add that on top of that. So I went to Atlanta Tech. Their tuition was like, I want to say, I only paid like $8,000, I want to say. But I had to provide everything. But luckily, I was already doing hair, so I already had mostly all my supplies. So I didn't really have to pay for no supplies. Straight
gold then.
Yeah. So then I started going to school. I finished the semester out, so I can still go back to school because I already got my associate's. So I won't have to go back to school like 2 more years to get my bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
So I started school January 2019, and I finished school last May.
Okay.
And so then, but yeah, he was just a big push because he was like, don't do nothing. Don't go to school for something that you don't want to do. And you see, it's not you already doing hair right now. Just because at this point, I was trying to get into a salon, but every salon that I would apply for, they say you got to have your license. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not finna, because it's just a liability. Yeah, like, because you don't have your license, you're not trained. So mm-hmm. I'm not finna hire you.
Even though you are, but you're just not.
And at this point, I didn't want to be nobody's assistant because I was already doing hair. I already built my clientele. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to go out here and work for somebody else when I'm already my boss. I'm already my own boss. So then in 2019 of April, me and Chelsea got a salon suite together. That was not a good move because I was in school full time. Mm. So it took up I was in school from Monday through Friday. So I was on Monday through Thursday. So yeah, I ran into another problem. Mm-hmm. So then I was only working at the salon suite Friday and Saturday, but I was booked Friday and Saturday, but
you missing
it wasn't months. Enough. It was, I was giving out more money than what I was making.
Okay, yeah.
So it was like, I'm making money, but I have to pay my booth rent every week. It's $219. I gotta pay that every week. So last year when the pandemic happened, because I was still at the suite last year, when the pandemic happened, that was the best thing that ever happened to me because I wanted to lead a salon suite because I was finishing school. So I knew that people know that when you finish in school, they'll hire you into the salon because you can work in a salon up to a certain amount of until you get your license, basically. So when the pandemic happened, it was a good thing, but then it was a bad thing because it prolonged me having to get my license. Because I could have got my license in June, but I ended up getting my license in September last year.
2020?
Yeah.
What?
So I just got my license in 2020 last year. So, and then now I'm in a salon. Yeah, that's my little story. That was a long story. Y'all did say women go into detail, but I feel like I really explained. I really summed everything up and I explained it the best way I could.
Hey, Taylor.
So, yeah, that's my story.
I'm going to tell you this.
You should put the little clock. You should put a little clock going around and see then, how long time elapsed go to the next story. So that was what I did and that's what I'm doing now. But I never would have thought. Cause when I finished high school, I went to school. I was going through it. I was gonna go to the military.
I was gonna go to college.
I was gonna go work. I didn't know what I was gonna do. I was going to school for criminal justice.
Yeah.
And I seen the first video of a cop getting killed. Said, hell no, nah. I ain't doing that shit. I'm a female too. I said, hell no. I said, that ain't for me.
I seen the Megan Thee Stallion cop the other day, boy. That motherfucker was big and swole and just looked fucking stallionish, bro. That shit was crazy.
Built like Serena Williams.
But I'm talking about, that shit was crazy. But, back to women telling stories, man. Y'all be telling some stories.
But we be trying to give y'all the exact details.
Yeah, but y'all the losers because.
See, that's what I want to ask you. How many times did you tap out in that convo?
I had to look away five times.
You looked away. You're like, damn, she's still going.
Let me go back in.
Let me go back in.
Let me come back.
Get up out of there.
We do the
same thing. Well, I do the same thing. Like, when people be talking, I zone out.
Yeah.
And then I get back to it. Then I zone out. And then get back to it. I'll be having other stuff on my mind.
Yeah,
bro. But I feel like y'all do it
more. But key words going to stick out. Like, hold on, what?
Yeah. Nigga, come back.
Let me tell you what people do. They'll be listening to your story. They'll look off. And then when you say something traumatic, they'll be like, hold on, wait. What?
Nigga, come back.
I want you to repeat what was said.
Like, we've been listening the whole time, like, what? No, that's bullshit.
But they know they weren't really listening to you. But everybody that's listening to you.
Hey, we got to understand, everybody got their own shit going on. Yeah, so, when you telling a story, just know, some people ain't going to listen all the way through, bro. Yeah. You just got to, it is what it is.
About him, though, because he do that. He don't be listening. I'll be like, bro, I'm sitting here giving you every detail of the story. He's not fucking listening.
That's one thing,
bro. But I can talk, though. I'm a talker. I can talk. But my stories be interesting. That's the thing. It gotta be like, that's a real testimony what I just said. And the fact that y'all downplaying it like that.
We ain't downplaying. It's just I know. It was fast and it was like, you know, it was a lot. You know what I'm saying? It was like, all right.
But that was a summer of 3 years.
That's longer than 3 years.
You gave us a whole time.
I mean, from 3 years.
Well, okay, that was
about 7 years.
I said, no, 2014.
Like 20 years. I said 2014, that was like 7 years.
So how long y'all been dating?
30 years. Got. Before birth.
That's set up, right?
Exactly. Never ask the man, bro.
That's set up, man. That's
fun. But no,
Anik told me the answer to that question, bro. I know the answer.
What is it?
I'm going to tell y'all, tell the fellas when you get out this motherfucker.
Well, you might as well tell the world. The world want to know.
You're right. Let me tell all the fellas. So, look, when somebody asks you, hey, how long you and your girl been together? Or somebody, you and your girl together, and they be like, hey, how long y'all been together? And the girl goddamn do one of them and look at your ass. You look back at her ass and you say, not long enough.
OG told me the answer, boy.
I said, that's it right there. Not long enough. So she gonna feel good and you get out of the question. Shit. It's simple.
No, she bring it up again.
So yeah, yeah. So
how long
so,
we really been
together? Oh, shit. You fucked. At least you get the same face in front of other people.
Yeah.
When you're alone, you get your ass whooped at the crib by yourself. Hey, I'm telling you.
This shit gonna come back up.
I got you bathroom real quick.
I tell you.
We've been dating since 2018, and then we've been together for 2 years. Mm-hmm. About to be 2 years in September.
That shit feel longer than that.
You say 5 years, but
that what it feel like.
We've only been dealing with each other for 3 years. About to be 3 years.
Women know the exact number.
Well, no, it's about to
be 3 years. Men round it up, round up. So if 3 years, it's five.
Yeah, yeah.
7 years,
he
10.
Just put all time. He was like, we going on year 4. I'm like, no, we're going on year 3. What are you talking about? Yeah, you he just always playing time.
Like, man, y'all detailed this book. Because when y'all met, I bet you know what you were wearing, what perfume you had on, what was going on.
I don't
on.
Remember when we met, though.
I don't remember none of that shit.
Man, this should be too detailed.
It was a long time ago.
I don't remember shit. About nothing.
But I do remember location. when we first got each other numbers.
Oh, I thought you were about to say something. I was going to say that shit off the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time we had sex, though. That's what I thought you I was saying.
I ain't finna say all that. I ain't about to say all that.
So what's one moment that you can say that stands out for you?
For what?
Your relationship. Like that moment that you were like, ah, I love that nigga.
I got the perfect answer for that one.
You go first, then you the guest.
Man, when we at odds,
when
we at odds, that's how I know we strong, bro. Right now we at odds.
Yeah,
but we strong.
Yeah.
So yeah. I got to cancel what I got going on. I got to go fix this. I'm stressing low key. Little do y'all know, we at odds, bro. I don't know how it switched, but I got to go fix it.
Yeah.
I got to go get some flowers.
You know you need to go fix it,
bro. I got
to
go get some flowers.
Yeah. Some, you know what I mean? I gotta fix it.
Man, you wanna go to Spawn?
I gotta fix it.
To eat.
I gotta fix it.
I gotta do something.
Cause
we gotta be good tomorrow. I gotta work tomorrow.
You feel me?
We gotta be good. That's a long week. We gotta be good.
When you at odds with your person, it's like, right. It just feel like it don't even feel right.
It don't.
The
world don't feel right.
The world don't feel right, bro. The house just be so cold.
Yeah.
Fucking spirit in it.
Bro, you're talking, bro. You are talking.
Everything just feels so different, bro.
But I was just telling Naj about that. I said, when you go through, it's like a gift and a curse. Because, like, you gotta go through this bullshit. But after the bullshit, you like, damn, it's an opening. It's such a blissful moment that you like, damn, why I got to go through this hell just to get to this blissful moment? It's like you kind of want it.
After that big you argument, kinda want it. Y'all get into an argument. When y'all get back good,
it's like, fuck.
It's like, damn, I don't feel in love anymore.
You feel me? It takes you back to that first moment. You like, damn.
Especially when you won, finally. You know, you don't want the argument. Yo.
Oh, no, I ain't talking about that.
Ain't talking about
it, nigga.
You done fucked up.
Shit, nigga.
Like, yo.
Hey, it ain't no win.
Hey, I finna say I ain't won an argument since shit, May 2020. I mean, that was before we got
you,
together.
She give you that satisfaction of feeling like you won. Like, I'm gonna let you have that. Yeah. And we gonna take it as shit. That's a victory, goddamn.
You gotta take them look. See, men gotta take the small.
Yeah.
Women gonna take the whole war. We gonna take the little battles here and
there. Yeah. Cause we gotta get what we can get.
We can't. Yeah, we ain't gonna win the whole war though. We'll take them little battles though. We'll take. Cause that's all we gonna get.
Yeah, that's all.
And sooner the men realize that in a relationship, the better your relationship gonna be. Yeah. You're not gonna win no argument with no woman.
You sure ain't, bro.
You can cancel that shit.
But you can speak game.
I mean, we all try.
Of course.
We all try. And then
many
we
have tried. Yeah, many have tried. To this day, many gonna try some more.
But many have failed.
Yeah. Well, no, not many. A lot.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's more than
a lot. Cause, bro, that shit. I don't fail them more.
You feel me?
And it's the wrong time to fail, too.
Oh, yeah, you had a bad striking point.
Yeah, bro, I got to fix this.
Yeah, you got
I got to fix this. It's the wrong time to be fucking up. I got to fix this.
Exactly. Yeah, let me ask one more question before we, wrap it up or whatnot. Female artist. If you had to pick one female artist or female group or... Stay your engine ass behind the camera. Got that?
All right.
But if you had to pick one female artist that just influenced you or changed—I mean, not changed you, but just put some insight into your life—from hip hop start, from when it started till now, who was that one female that you would say, or group that you would say?
It's three. Three females I want to work with, like, period. Beyonce, Cardi, and, of course, Megan. They got a big influence. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce, she can teach you some shit.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, she going to teach you some shit.
Yeah.
Cardi, because she going to teach you confidence. You know, I get confidence from her.
Yep.
Like,
she
I was,
that shit.
Yeah, like, I was rocking her when she had the whole, the grit, the mouth, everything was messed up, but... Mm-hmm. Her personality
is still shining.
Confidence.
She give me real vibes. She don't care what nobody says. She is how she is. And
it's organic,
it's
bro.
Yeah. You
shit
be
is
like
organic.
That.
It ain't a force. You can tell it ain't forced.
Absolutely. And Megan, because it's just fun. Yeah. She having fun with this shit. She had her peak, bro. She's just turning up. Plus, my girl like her. You know, they got the same birthday, so I feel like they twins. Yeah.
I ain't know that, bro. Bro,
yeah.
I know it's the reason why I love Megan, man.
Hold up, bro. I can't let you just love her like that because that's ours. That being my girl woman right there, bro. I can't let you just do that, babe.
Is that
I'm working. I'm starting now.
I got to get to the game.
I love you. He trying to take ours.
I'm letting you know. It's not gonna be so. So like
oh,
a few days later. I hope you be good.
I plan to see.
I hope you be good.
By the time they come out, y'all.
Today you should be A1. Yeah, I got a plan. I've been thinking the whole.
But this gonna be on the cake, on top of the cake. You know, even when we was at I put this on your head. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, I like that three, man. I like that three. That's a.
Oh, and Erykah Badu, I can't forget her.
Erykah Badu.
Yeah, she like the mother of all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She got a real common nature.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like all the female artists go through her.
I mean, honestly, the new females that are doing it right now, that are R&B soul,
they are
basically
and Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, SZA. Yeah, all them are.
I love.
They are Erykah Badu. Yeah,
that is my type. That's what I love to listen to.
What,
all
that type
them
of music?
Female singers.
They got some vibes.
Her is my
they do got some
favorite
vibes.
One though.
Talking about female singers. Talking about them fucking rappers.
What you mean? Cardi B be snapping, bro.
Hey, Megan be snapping.
Why is he here?
Megan,
hey,
Megan
be snapping, bro. That's that Pisces shit. Yeah. Fuck this shit, nigga.
Hey, look, he signs me. He's like, bro.
Nigga, I drove here. Nigga, I can leave, nigga.
I'm good, nigga. Yeah. Ghost riding the whip out this wrong place. Nigga, ain't talking about. Ain't no more. Hey, come pick me up.
Oh, man.
I love all of them. Like, yeah, my favorite ones. And I feel like Ari Lennox and her, SZA.
Oh, her too, yeah.
Summer Walker, Jasmine Sullivan, because she done came back out.
Yep.
don't know. It's just
they give me soul vibes. Yeah. I love to be like that's the type of music I like to listen to. I like to listen to music that's gonna touch my soul. Like I can listen to it and it get deep for me.
That one thing I can say about my girl, like she put me onto a lot of soulful music that I wasn't hip to. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? Being with her is actually like being with 15 women, actually. Mm.
That's good.
That's why I love her so much, because it's like I got one in 15. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, man, I don't see what niggas be going through or who you was dealing with, but you so many people in one. Mm-hmm.
I ain't got time for that.
Because I feel like I was molded. Well, no. I feel like, I can say it. I feel like I was molded to be ready for her because mm-hmm. all the occurrences that's in my life. So, to get me ready for her. So, I was like, man, you know what? I'm riding with it. We rock it till the wheel fall off.
Yep. Yeah.
Even then.
Even when the wheel fall off, we still going to pick.
Flintstone.
You feel me? We going to find a way.
That's
one thing I would say. If any man, when you're in an argument, if you love that girl and you want to be with her forever, always reassure.
Yeah.
Always reassure, man. Make sure she know, even when you at the peak of just telling her shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just, hey, I love you, and we gonna get through this shit. Yeah. Even though we fucked up right now.
Yeah.
We gonna get through this shit some kind of way. Yeah. I don't know how. You don't know how. But we gonna get through it. I wanna ask you another thing. Okay. Passions, right? Okay. What is one passion that you have besides music?
Mm.
Being something a dad, that you man. Feel like
being a dad,
mm.
being a dad, okay. being a provider. That just been my passion. That's why music. I feel like it can help that because it's gonna bring that. You know, exactly. It's gonna bring it.
I never heard a man say that. I never heard a man say that they like to provide or they like to
do that.
That's my upbringing.
Passion,
That's deep.
Yeah, that's my passion. It's like I feel like I was put on this earth for that. I mean, shit, I do that with my girl, my little girl. I mean, the women in my life are spoiled. And I don't have no, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel bad saying it.
Yeah.
I don't have no problem saying it. That's my passion.
That's how it's supposed to be.
You know what I'm saying? Make the women in my life happy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Make people happy. Make you're people smile.
You're supposed to feel like that.
Yeah.
When it's right. When it feels right. Like, you're supposed to feel like that.
Yeah.
So,
another question.
Okay.
Look, I got questions,
just
bro.
Keep coming,
I got questions.
Keep
NBA Finals. Who you got?
Bro, I ain't been watching no games, but I'm a LeBron fan, so wherever he go, I'm rocking with.
So LA taking the title?
No, they not.
Oh, shit.
who I been watching? The Knicks got a chance. Well, the Knicks got a chance.
Knicks got a strong chance.
The Warriors can actually do something, but they got to really. Because I seen them play the Suns, and they look good.
They do look good.
It's a lot of teams, bro. It can really go for grabs. You can't really predict this year. I can't.
I feel like this is the year where
could the talent
we can actually have that battle.
I feel like we
can actually have a good battle this year.
Yeah.
Like back when, I mean, because even for the last 6-7 years, it's been like. I love Taylor, bro.
She's so like sports, so.
You just seen her face. You be like.
Yeah.
Yep.
I
just feel like the way it's going, we could really have a good battle of just teams that want to win, man. And I'm excited about
what
it.
What you think about Westbrook? How he just broke the all time
triple double.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
I think he's just a stats man, bro. I mean, he love the game.
Yeah.
But the stats.
What his problem is? He wants to win.
Yeah.
So bad. That it trumps everything else.
Yeah.
And that it kills him.
Yeah.
It kills him every time.
Yeah. But you know what? I just like watching basketball, man, because my boy LeBron, he the reason why I started watching basketball, honestly. He my Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So, I'm really a football guy. You know, you talking about football, turn the cameras out, we can talk all day. You know what I'm saying? That's basketball.
Are you a Falcons fan, though?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Man, turn the
I feel like I ain't gonna talk my shit. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Man, we just gotta get right, man.
You already injured. I'll leave it be. But this has been the Riddlelander Podcast, man. Shout out to my boy for coming through, spending time with us, man, letting us see, you know, just, you know, how you've been raised and how your music is going and your plans for the future.
Right.
I enjoyed talking to you. You gotta come back and talk to us again, man.
Y'all gotta have me back, man. I'm ready.
Yeah, I like that.
You need to get the people your Instagram, your social media, so they can follow you and stuff.
All right, Instagram 7Don1. That's all I got for y'all for our social media. But music Don1 37 is at the end of that on all platforms. Right now, Black Butterfly is out. Go get that. Yeah. Go get that Goat Descendant. Yeah. I got Drip Like This. I got Fuck It. I got everything out right now. So y'all go get that. And oh yeah, go watch that Golden Boy.
Yes sir.
On YouTube. I like going that. Up.
It's your boy DJ ATL. Follow me out. YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram. Follow me out.
And it is your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. Also, last but not least, don't forget to follow the Real Atlanta Podcast.
Yeah.
Follow us on all social media platforms. Make sure y'all subscribe, like, comment, hit the bell on YouTube as well. Okay? And we out.
Yeah. I like that subscribe.
I'm trying to fit everything in there.